There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. We are here in Albuquerque, New Mexico this week, filming our 51st episode Inside the Wolf's Den. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing great. Thank you. So it's fun to be back. We thought it would be a perfect time since we're both here and both had to come back for a family event. But it would be a great time to record a podcast here. So in this beautiful state, we got the Sandia Mountains behind us, and so we thought you would share this all with you.
Absolutely, so, the land of enchantment.
Yeah. So, our episode, today we were reflecting. We're like, what can we talk about this week that would really try to add value, and just something that we were reflecting on while we were here. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is where our dreams started. You know, Joni and I were born and raised here. If you don't know our story, I recommend listening to episode 1 and 2. But, mm-hmm. you know, Joni and I, high school sweethearts here, born and raised in New Mexico. And this is where our dreams started. This is where we started dreaming as kids. This is where we started our first business dreams and our first marriage dreams. And so this is where it all began for us. And right. So we thought it'd be a great time to talk about never losing your dream, because as we were reflecting this week, when we were with family and friends and Joni and I were reflecting, you know, why is it that you and I have never stopped dreaming? Why is it you and I have never stopped chasing our dreams and chasing our goals? And when we hit them, establishing new sets ones. Of dreams and dreams together mm-hmm. as a couple and for our family. Why do others maybe just, you know, accept life the way it is and not
want any more?
Yeah. So, and this is not, trust me, this is not, we're not trying to make this as about us or egotistical. We're not, Joni and I, you know, came from some different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. You know, Joni, much harder upbringing than I. But we were both big dreamers, and it doesn't matter like where you came from. It matters about, are you willing to put forth the effort and overcome the challenges to realize those dreams?
Mm-hmm. And I think as, you know, our kids are big dreamers, right? And so we look at that as well. And where it started with myself is when I was a child, I had this burning desire inside of me that, you know, I was going to be somebody. I was going to, not having a lot of money, you know, I was going to prove to the world that I was going to be successful. I was going to prove to my family that I was going to be successful. But I had that burning desire inside me since a very young age. And I think, you know, it starts when you're a child. And perfect example to our son, he's 11 years old. Always dreaming. And this weekend, you know, we're flying in from Houston and he sees this flyer at the airport with, you know, this company that sells t-shirts and stickers. And he's like, mom, I want to go to the store. He's like, I really, really want to go here. And I'm like, well, why do you want to go there so bad? He's like, because this is exactly what I want when I grow up. I want a business like this. I want to see how it's set up. And so I think, you know, and we kind of giggled about it, but, you know, that's where it starts, is when you're a child and you have to let your children dream. And we were driving him there and he was excited about it. And even to today, he's like, man, this is what I want. This is what I want.
This is his dream. Yeah. Dream business. A sticker, pin, and t-shirt.
And that's where we get the shirts from. So
we'll see a symbol. But yeah. And I think it started as you as also your one of your early dreams as a child was, that you told your grandma over and over, she thought you were crazy, was you're going to marry a doctor. And so sorry to disappoint you. You didn't realize your dream, but not all dreams can come true.
But I got pretty close. I married a doctor's son. The point is that, no matter how crazy it sounds, it starts with a dream.
Correct. And, growing up too here in New Mexico, as Joni mentioned, it's called the land of enchantment because it's beautiful, a beautiful place. But when you grow up here, as kids, we always make jokes that it's a land of entrapment. You can't get out of the state. And if you do make it or escape, you're able to move on and be successful. Yeah. But you can, and I'm not knocking New Mexico, but it there are dreams about, doing more and seeing more of the world and getting out of it.
And one question that we, this weekend, as we were talking about, is why do adults stop dreaming? Mm-hmm. What are some key points? Like why do others out there, stop dreaming altogether?
Yeah, I think we came up with a couple of reasons, but, first being, I think people are really scared of failing. Mm-hmm. Either failing to realize their dreams, failure, scared of what
people others may think.
Scared of what their spouses and family are going to say about them chasing these dreams. But just that fear, I think, can be so real for some people that they're not willing to overcome what it takes to realize those dreams. And I think the biggest probably one is just, they're scared of failing and scared of not realizing it. And the sacrifice it's going to take to get there.
That's a great point. I think, I absolutely agree with that. I think their fear is much stronger than their passion, right?
Yeah.
And, they're afraid to lose, but the truth is, you have to lose in order to win, right?
Yeah, I think you can't taste or feel success without failure, mm-hmm. and struggle. I've always said that, for a lot of dreams and goals, you're either chasing something that you really want, mm-hmm. or you're running away from something you don't want. And so I think, if you've failed in life, if you've not succeeded, if you've gone through challenges, some of that motivation to realize your dreams can just be, feeling and tasting what it's like to fail. And then you're running away from that and you're chasing, you're working hard, you're practicing your skills, you're improving yourself daily to achieve the dreams you want. But
a lot of people just quit. They it's hard, or they fail, or they lose at something and they just quit and they stop trying.
Instead of using it as motivation.
Yes. And even with our younger daughter, she hates to lose. And, and we have this conversation with her all the time. It's okay to lose, now, that's, if it's a game or whatever it is, you just practice harder. And so you can try to win next time.
Yeah. Right? So she's got to, and it's not that, we play to win, but she got to understand that there's times in sports you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. But it's those times that you lost that, and I'll go back to a story. So I won a state championship in basketball my senior year. We lost one game that season. But we were thinking we're going to go undefeated and all that. But if it wouldn't have been for that one loss, I don't think we would have won the state championship, because we had to feel what it was like to lose that season and how gut-wrenching it was. Right. It went into overtime and all that. But it was, we had to feel that in order to feel like, we are beatable. Mm-hmm. But then also that, this is what it's like to lose, and this is what it feels like. We're not going to lose again.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think, we always say this, that sports have taught us a lot as children. And I think that was our foundation, really. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I agree with you 100% is that, you have to have that burning desire and passion. You gotta feel it, mm-hmm. In order to be able to achieve it.
Yeah. And we had, you and I have always had that strong
desire and passion. Yeah.
Our dreams were so real, and
you have to visualize yourself getting there. I mean, I remember when your burning desire was real estate, mm-hmm. Buying houses. And at the time I was just following along with you, but you could taste it. You could see the houses that you were going to mm-hmm. buy. I mean, you could visualize everything.
for, and I mean, it started here. We started buying houses when we were 19 here in Albuquerque. But yeah, every day I could see myself like walking the job sites, fixing up the houses. I could see myself owning multiple homes. I could see our business and our employees. But it was like real. It was so real that like in my mind, it was this, I had such vivid imagination and pictures that it was like it was real. It was real life. And the crazy part is a lot of that was realized and it came on to fruition, but it took a lot longer than I thought it would. You know, we thought we'd get to buying and selling 10 houses a month, you know, a couple of years, and it took probably way more than that. But I didn't give up.
Right.
It was real and a passion, and we just kept pursuing it.
And that's a great point too. I think that a lot of times, you know, people think that they're going to get rich quick, or you know, they're going to realize their dreams tomorrow. But it's a process. It really is. I mean, when we started off, I mean, we didn't know how to, we didn't have corporate jobs. You know, we had to learn how to manage people, how to lead people, how to create processes and procedures. And, you know, it was a process. It was a journey.
Yeah. So sometimes, your dreams, even though it might be a big dream, it's going to take several steps to get there and several commitments. And there's things that you want that dream really bad, but you might not have the resources. You might not have the skill set to get there. But if you are willing to commit yourself to achieving that dream, you know, you'll find the ways, you'll find the resources, you'll find the education you need in order to, and that's what you're talking about. Yeah, we didn't know how to manage people. We didn't know how to do any of that, but we kept working on it. We kept learning. And then we're like, oh, that's why we couldn't go, you know, to having 40 employees right away, is because, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know.
Exactly.
You know, we weren't great leaders at the beginning. We weren't great motivators and know how to build the systems and structure and accountability and all that we have in our organization today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another point too of why, adults stop dreaming is, I mean, they don't keep promises or commitments to themselves that they make. You know, I think that for myself, I know that writing the book, The Choice is Yours, Balancing Success as a Wife, Mom, and Entrepreneur, if you haven't got that, I recommend that you get that book. But I had this burning desire to write a book, right? It was about 2 years ago. I had this dream. And, you know, I would write it, you know, and I would question myself. And, you know, people would question me. My editor would question me. And there's times I wanted to give up. But I made that commitment to myself that I was going to finish it. I was going to see it through. And that's what I did. So I think a lot of times, you know, I think adults and people just, they make the commitments and then they can't finish or follow through with it.
Yeah. You make the small commitments to yourself. Start there. Start with the little commitments, follow through with them, and build on them. That's what builds on.
And regardless of, you know, the individuals out there that say you can't do it or it's not good enough, you know, I mean, there's times where I wanted to give up.
Yeah. But you got to start with the small commitments, build on them. And that's what, what's the word I'm looking for? Creates
consistency.
Confidence. So that how you're going to build self-confidence is, and I think we had a whole episode on this, but building that self-confidence starts with small commitments, achieving those commitments, and so
building from that.
Yeah, your dreams are going to take sometimes, you know, building on small commitments to yourself, to your friends, family, employees, and it's going to build on that to realize those dreams. So, I mean, a good example of what we didn't mention earlier about not quitting or giving up was, you know, one of the big dreams that Joni and I had when we first moved to Texas was we wanted a kind of like our dream home. And it was a burning desire. You know, you and I created a vision board. We would go to
look at houses
every weekend. We'd go and, okay, we want a pool like this, or we want this size of home. We want this kitchen. We want, you know, and for years we did that every weekend. And we had an opportunity one time when we were leaving our town, this foreclosure came on the market. We're like, this fits all our buckets. This fits, you know, check marks everything. So let's just go take a look at it on the way out of town. And then if it works out, we'll see. And so we went and looked at it. It was like, it was everything we wanted, right? Mm-hmm. It needed some work. So it was a foreclosure, right, and you know, some fix up, but we knew it was everything we wanted in the home, a land, everything cool. And so we're like, hey, let's get an offer on this. It was priced extremely low. And we knew it was going to go like within the first day it went on the market. So you,
submitted an offer. And I mean, this is at the peak of the market. So I think there was probably like 25 offers on this property. And, you know, we weren't the winning bid. And we're a little down on ourselves, like, man, like we really wanted this property. I mean, if you would have seen, you know, as we were like kids, like we, you know, like we were going to get this property. I don't care what it takes, but we were going to get this property. And so we had this, you know, crazy idea where, okay, well, you know, yeah, we might not have been the winning bid, but let's go ahead and reach out to the agent and see if the buyer is willing to, you know, sell us the property. Yeah. And Sean's like, that's crazy. They're not going to ever do that. And yeah, I'm like, we just never know. I mean, they can say no and that's fine. But I mean, if that is our dream and that's what we want, like we can't just stop here. Correct. We have to try to make that effort to, you know, get what we want. And so I called up the agent. I said, hey, look, like we really want this house. And I know that you're the winning bid. And do you think that your buyer would, you know, take a little bit of money over and above what they paid for it and just walk away? And he's like, well, shoot, well, I don't know. Like, never thought of that. And they were planning on, you know, fixing it up and moving into the property. And I said, you know, maybe they just want to make a little extra money off of it. And he said, well, let me find out. I'll ask him and let you know. So he called back like 4 hours later and he's like, you know what? He is open to the opportunity. I was like, great. Well, you know, so we gave him an offer and at the end of the day, I think we made it work.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't our first, what they want. Our first offer wasn't accepted, but they're like, hey, if you give us this much over what we paid for it, we'll do it. And so,
but the point is that we didn't quit. Like we kept at it until, you know, we got what we want at the end of the day.
Correct. And it was it was the easiest money they had ever made. And it turns out it was the neighbors that got the winning bid. And so it's kind of hilarious that we ended up moving right next to the people we bought it from.
And so we joke around for years, you know, but yeah, I mean, that at the end of the day, I mean, we didn't quit. We kept at it. And, you know, and I think for our listeners out there, you don't stop.
Yeah, correct. And so it was it's just a good story about how that dream was so live, so vivid, and we made it happen no matter what. And so it was a great experience. But yeah. Something else you wanted to mention too about this, about never stop dreaming, was knowing your why.
Right.
And
getting there. Yeah, and I think that, you know, my why 20 years ago was a lot different than my why today. My why back, you know, 20 years ago when I got started was, you know, I wanted to prove to myself, I wanted to prove to my family that I could be successful, right? And then once I realized that dream and that goal, now it's about, you know, my why was writing this book to help other women out there. And so I think, you know, you have to have that burning desire and passion to know why you're doing what you're doing.
Or your dreams. And so your why's got to be strong enough that when you have challenges, you face obstacles, and when you're achieving your dreams, if your why you're trying to get to this dream is so strong and vivid that you'll overcome those, you'll make it happen.
Right. And I think you have to keep evaluating your why, you know, because I know that for us a couple of years ago, we almost lost that.
Yeah.
And we had to, again, you know, take a step back and why are we doing what we're doing?
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of a confusing time for me, but it was, I think we had realized a lot of the dreams that we had been chasing for so many years. And then we're like, well, what's next? You know, it was our why had never really been about so much money. It was more about, I think for you and I, a lot of it was just proving that you and I could be successful, proving that you and I could do something great based upon like our upbringing and where we came from. And I think we wanted to prove something. And so a lot of our dreams and passions were wanting to do that. And then when we had realized a lot of that, we had to reset our whys.
Exactly.
And so yours became more about like
helping others.
Yeah, helping women, helping others that maybe went through a similar story that you did. And for me, it was more about how can I bring light to other people? How can I be inspiration to others? How can I add value to other people? How can I mentor and coach my employees, my friends around me? How can I just be, as God would say, the light and salt of the earth? So for me, that was became more my passion. So never stop dreaming.
So never stop dreaming. And thank you for listening in to Inside the Wolf's Den, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.